This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. Got a great show lined out for you and some interesting tracks on this show as well that I'm sure you're going to enjoy. So sit back and make sure you've got a cup of coffee or a cup of tea handy and let's have some bluegrass music. First up is Bill Emerson and Sweet Dixie, their favourites of mine. And this is from the Touch of Time album and it's a song called The Rope.
Drifted aimlessly, a warm breeze rocked my boat.
Emerson and Sweet Dixie doing that track for you there. And we'll have another track from them pretty soon too. But right now we're going to hear from Ricky Skaggs. Wonderful performer, has done some amazing bluegrass. He's done some great country music as well. And this is from an album called Ricky Skaggs' Best of the Sugar Hill Years. Sugar Hill was his recording company for a long time. And he recorded with Sugar Hill for several albums and different groups. Boone Creek was one of them, and then his own band, just Ricky Skaggs, and then Skaggs and Rice, and then Bluegrass, The World's Greatest Show, all sorts of different albums were on Sugar Hill. And I've selected one from the Sweet Temptation album of 1979. Initially it was recorded. Ricky Skaggs is doing mandolin and vocals, Tony Rice on guitar and vocals, Cheryl White on vocals, Jerry Douglas on dobro, Bobby Hicks on fiddle, Mark Pruitt on banjo, and Joe Allen on bass. And it's an absolute classic, Little Cabin Home on the Hill, Ricky Skaggs.
My dear, it seems there's a longing for you still. All I have to do now is sit alone and cry in our little cabin home on the hill.
Oh, someone has taken you from me and left me here all alone. Just listen to the rain beat on my window pane in our little cabin home.
So I won't be alone in a little cabin home on the hill.
Oh, someone has taken you from me and left me here all alone. Just listen to the rain beat on my window pane in our little cabin home.
Just some classic bluegrass there from Ricky Skaggs and co. He was in his early 20s, about 24 years old, when he recorded that, and he's just got the energy of a youngster playing that music. So good to listen to. And that would apply to Cheryl White and also Jerry Douglas, all those guys just at that age. And I remember playing bluegrass at that age, and it was always fun and always exciting. Well, we'll hear from Bill Emerson and Sweet Dixie again with an instrumental called Castle Hayne. And this is written by the mandolin player Wayne Lanham. Bill's playing banjo. Chris DeFell is playing guitar. Terry Kism is playing bass. She does some of the singing in the band as well, but she's a great bass player. And the fiddle is done by Jenny Lee Obert. And the tune is called Castle Hayne. Sounds like this. Very skilled musicians and a lot of syncopation going on there. Bill Emerson always was one of the world's tidiest banjo players, and his whole group, Sweet Dixie, has sort of got that under control. Don't you agree with me there? Well, I've got an album here. I've had it on my shelves for quite a long time and haven't gotten around to playing it. And it's one called On the Edge by Frank Sullivan and the band Dirty Kitchen. And they do very progressive bluegrass. This album is from 2013, and it is on the edge a little bit, but there's some pretty straightforward stuff in there. They're all very fine pickers. And the first song I'm going to play from the album is the interestingly titled I Fell Short, a great name for a song. Frank Sullivan is doing the lead vocal and playing mandolin, and Danny Booth is doing the tenor vocal and bass. Chris Lickett, baritone vocal and guitar. Mike Munford on banjo, it's amazing banjo playing. And Rob Ikes is playing dobro on this one. And here's a little bit of contemporary bluegrass for you called I Fell Short from Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen.
Words I had to say, I was a fool to ever go astray. it, it's goodbye. It's true, I'm measuring at 6 foot five, but I feel just 2 inches high. Now I'm on my knees, and I feel it kinda small. I'll be the first to say I fell short on standing tall.
Sort of on the edge bluegrass, that's what it's called on the label, and I guess that's probably why I haven't played it so much. Pretty full on stuff, isn't it? But pretty good music too, I guess, and they play real well. It's just acoustic music, and it's just another approach to the music, and that was Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen with I Fell Short. Let's get back to something a little more regular now. This is the great all-girl band Sister Sadie from the album Sister Sadie 2. Dale Ann Bradley on lead vocals and guitar. Tina Adair, she does lead vocals too, and not on this one. Harmony vocals on this one and plays mandolin. Gina Britt does some vocals and plays banjo. Deanie Richardson on fiddle. Beth Lawrence on bass. Fine band, and the whole album was produced by Scott Vestal, who's a fine banjo player himself. Washed My Face in the Morning Dew, a Tom T. Hall song. Hamilton County recorded this back in 1972, so it's an old song. This album was produced 2000 and something, and so the song's been around a long time. It just shows it's a good song. Here's Sister Sadie, I Washed My Face in the Morning Dew.
The first strange town I was ever in, the county was hanging man. And nobody cared if he lived or died, and I just didn't understand. So I washed my face in the morning dew, bathed my soul in the sun, washed my face in the morning. Kept on moving along. The second strange town that I was in, they were laughing at a poor crippled man, begging for nickels and dimes on the street, and I just didn't understand. So I washed my face in the morning dew, bathed my soul in the sun, washed my face in the morning dew, and kept on moving on. The third strange town that I was in was settled, peaceful and nice. Oh, the rich got a richer, and the poor got poorer, and to me it didn't seem right. So I washed my face in the morning dew, bathed my soul in the sun, washed my face in the morning dew, and kept on moving on. Someday times are bound to change, and it can't be very long. And each injustice I have seen will come.
a great song, I reckon. Tom T. Hall did a fine job of writing that one. Love it. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm playing for you the music that I like. I've got shelves full of CDs and LPs, and I just like to choose songs that I think you might be interested in. And all the music is intended to give a broad appreciation of bluegrass music, so I hope you are enjoying that. This show is recorded at Free FM 89.0, independent community media in Hamilton, New Zealand. And I've been living in Hamilton, New Zealand for most of my life, apart from a few years in other places. And I really enjoy living here, and I've played my music here. Part of a band called the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, which sort of originated from here. And we still play a bit of music, and I've been involved in the music scene around here for a long time, as have Shearer's Music. Shearer's Music Works are one of the sponsors of this show, and they have a great music store in Hamilton called Shearer's Music Works. And you can go in there and buy anything you think you need for your musical experience, from new instruments, top quality Martin guitars, Deering banjos, etc., violins, ukuleles, keyboards, drums, and all the accessories you need, all the strings and straps and stands and other things that begin with S, and books on how to play, and books of songs that you can try and play once you've learnt the chords, all that sort of stuff. Shearer's Music Works. Go and see them. The assistants there, the sales assistants, are all musicians and a great understanding of your musical needs. So go in and see them and say you heard about them on Back Porch Bluegrass, and they'll be tickled pink, I reckon. What are we going to play? Walt Crider. An album called Walt Sings a Mac, which is an interesting title. But Walt Crider is a man with a voice just like Mac Wiseman. I've always loved the music of Mac Wiseman ever since I heard him on a 10-inch LP that had 8 songs on it, doing some of his great songs. And I just loved his approach to the music. I saw him play in 1971 when I was in the USA, and I thought that was a wonderful experience. Got to talk to him, and fine gentleman. Well, Walt Crider obviously feels the same as I do, and this is a tribute to the songs of Mac Wiseman, and he does it. He's got himself playing guitar and vocals, Sue Davenport bass and doing some vocals, John Raymore on banjo, Gene Goen on mandolin, Steve Harrington on dobro, Randy Rainier on fiddle, and Bob Buckingham on fiddle. Walt Crider's been a central figure in the bluegrass arena in central Pennsylvania for a long time. This is an old album from 2002, 20 years old, and but he loves doing Mac Wiseman songs. And if you like Mac Wiseman, you'll like Matt Crider. Let's listen to Love Letters in the Sand. Great song.
The sunbeam kissed the sand, your fate was in my hand, the day I met you, dear. And though I find you gone, your memory lingers on, I can't forget you, dear. On a day like today, we pass the time away, writing love letters in the sand. How you laughed when I cried each time I saw the tide take our love letters from the sand. You made a vow that you would always be true, but somehow that vow meant nothing to you. Now my poor heart just aches over every wave that breaks over to love letters in the sand. The sky was blue above, It was the dawn of love, but you've forgotten me. On a day like today, we pass time away, writing love letters in the sand. How you laughed when I cried each time I saw the tide take our love letters from the sand. You made a vow that you
There's Walt Kreider singing the songs of Mac Wiseman, and I just love that song here. I've got a new album from Larry Sparks, and it's called It's Just Me. And this is a new concept, particularly for a bluegrass musician, because this album is just Larry Sparks playing his trusty old Martin guitar, the one with the crazy-looking fingerboard on it, and all the scratchboard on it. And he's just doing songs, just singing them as though he's sitting down in front of you and playing you the song. He's got a little bit of bass accompaniment on some of the tracks, but it's a really nice album, and very unusual for a bluegrass performer to put it out. It's on Rebel. It's called Larry Sparks, It's Just Me, and the first song I've selected on it is one called A Long Way to Denver. Here's Larry Sparks.
It's a long way out to Denver, but I knew that from the start. It's a long way from Detroit City, but it's farther to your heart. I'm sitting out here somewhere near Denver, while the moonbeams touch the sky. I wonder why she had to leave me, didn't even say goodbye. It's a long way out to Denver, but I knew that from the start. It's a long way from Detroit City, but it's farther to your heart. Our home in Detroit, where we made sweet memories. The miles between us go on forever. White line fever has now got me. It's a long way out to Denver, but I knew that from the start. It's a long way from Detroit City, but it's farther to your heart.
That's Larry Sparks from his new album, It's Just Me, and you feel like you're sitting right beside him, don't you? That big guitar sound he gets is amazing. Fine picker and a great singer, and an unusual album on Rebel. So catch it if you can. Larry Sparks. It's just after Easter time. We've just had Easter weekend, which most people just think is a four-day holiday weekend, obviously means much more to those of a Christian bent. And when my wife and I, Colleen, went to Australia in 1974 to work with the Slim Dusty Show, we met up with some people, in particular Bruce O'Hara and Charlie Boyter, and they were part of a gospel group, and they used to play gospel music, and we found that as we became friends with them that we fitted in real well. And it was an Easter weekend, I remember, that we had our first big gig with them, and we went to an Easter camp of young people. We were all youngsters at the time, just like Ricky Skaggs was in that earlier recording, and we're in our early to mid-20s. And we played for a bunch of young people, and they had a great selection of songs. And we put out an album. We recorded an album called Travelling On, and their band was called Country Sound. And Travelling On featured a lot of their own songs, as well as songs written by other people and that fitted into the gospel environment. And I've selected a song called Had It Not Been. That's a Gaither family song. Bruce O'Hara sings lead, plays rhythm guitar. Charlie Boyter plays the lead guitar parts, does the harmony. Alan James did some lovely regular bass playing. I did some dobro playing on this one, and Colleen Trenwith played some fiddle on this one. This was 1974, and here's a great song for Easter time from Country Sound.
Just suppose God searched through heaven and couldn't find one willing to be the supreme sacrifice that was needed just to buy eternal life for you and me. Had it not been for a place called Calvary, had it not been for the old, my soul would be lost. I'm so glad he was willing to drink that bitter cup, though he prayed, let it pass from me. I'm so glad called heaven's angels to come down from heaven above and set him free. Had it not been for a place called Calvary, had it not been for the old rugged cross, had it not been Jesus, then forever my soul would be lost. Then forever my soul would be lost.
Oh, that that brings back memories to me of playing with Bruce. Hope you enjoyed that. Bruce, if you're listening, we had a lot of fun playing a whole bunch of different gigs and concerts in Sydney as we were, aside from the work that we were doing with the Slim Dusty Show, and it was a real privilege to be part of that gospel music group, Country Sound. Time for a fiddle tune, I think. Here's James Price from the album The Old Mountaineer playing a fiddle tune called The Old Mountaineer. Let's have a listen. James Price, The Old Mountaineer, and isn't that a neat tune? I was just sitting there listening to it and saying, that'd be a great tune to work out on mandolin or on banjo and see what you can come up with. It's got some lovely little riffs in there. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, playing you the music that I love to play. This show goes around the access radio stations of New Zealand, several of them. For example, Wellington Access Radio, Radio Hawke's Bay, Otago Access Radio, Radio Southland, Arrow FM in the Wairarapa, Plains FM in Christchurch, Raglan Community Radio just out from Hamilton on the west coast there. And it goes to Access Radio stations in Canada as well, CFBX in Kamloops, British Columbia, Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario, and who else? It goes to the Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA, Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show in Tennessee. Lots of people take it. Prince George in British Columbia. I think I've covered most of the places that take this radio program, and I'm delighted that you all listen to Back Porch Bluegrass at some time of the night or day. All coming from Hamilton, New Zealand. Probably an unlikely place in many people's point of view, but no, we love bluegrass music down here too. And of course, all those who listen on the internet to the podcast, it's available as a podcast from Spotify, Free FM, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, and I know there are others from where you can get Back Porch Bluegrass. No such thing as a local radio show anymore. With podcasts, they go all around the world, and I'm delighted to know that all around the world there are people who love to listen to bluegrass music. What have we got to hear now? Ah, Hamilton County Bluegrass Band from 1972 recording of an album that we called Kersbrook Cottage after the title track, which is Kersbrook Cottage. And here we are. Alan Rhodes doing the lead vocals, Miles Ray doing the bass playing and the harmony vocals, Graham Lovejoy mandolin and harmony vocals, I think. Colleen Trenwith playing fiddle and myself playing banjo. Kersbrook Cottage, written by Carl Erickson, and it's a true story.
Always room for friends in the country. They put their own mattress on the floor. Then they go back to the other side of One Tree Hill. Early morning ruckus in the gum trees wakes you up no matter what the day. Monday's just a weekday Sunday from this side of One Tree Hill. Kersbrook Cottage faded green, lying here among the trees. Soon the hills will be burnt dark brown, fire towers falling down. Sunset's good for almost half an hour. Gray then evening's here again. Life is pleasantly suspended on this side of One Tree Hill. Kersbrook Cottage faded green, lying here among the trees. Soon the hills will be burnt dark brown, fire towers falling down. Always room for friends in the country. They put their own mattress on the floor. Then they go back to the other side of One Tree Hill. Kersbrook Cottage faded green, lying here among the trees. Soon the hills will be burnt dark brown.
Kersbrook Cottage from the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, 1972, we recorded that. Bunch of youngsters having good time in Sydney recording studios in the EMI studio. Produced by Rod Coe, who was another New Zealander working over in Sydney. Let's hear from Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen again. This one's a song called Wild Unknown, and written by Danny Booth, the bass player, and he's singing lead in this one too.
Rain falls in the distance on a foggy mountainside, in the northern country, somewhere on the Great Divide. The wind blows through the pine trees, I hear its lonesome sigh. It says you won't get out alive, but I know I have to try. You called river, take the reins away.
Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen, and the only difference between regular bluegrass and that is it's a real rock mix in at the recording desk. You know, they mix it up where they've got the bass and the rhythm guitar and everything sort of filling the middle ground like that. So the little extraneous bits and the edges of the sound are struggling to get out a little bit. That's my sound. It's a great song, actually, and the mix is just a little bit heavy for my tastes, but they do it really well. Let's listen to Walt Kreider again. Travel This Lonesome Road. It's Bill Monroe's song that Bill recorded in 1949, released in 1950, and he did it with Mac Wiseman singing the lead. Walt Kreider's did a great job of the job that Mac Wiseman did with Bill Monroe. Travel This Lonesome Road.
This lonesome road, oh how I hate to go. The wind and storms are raging high, and it's awful cold. My mind just back to you, sweetheart, and I love you so. Now you've gone and left me here to travel this lonesome road. I remember, dear, not too long ago, you said you'd be my own. I never thought
not you go away and leave me all alone. The kind of love you had for me, you know, sweetheart, grows old. Now you're gone and left me here to travel this lonesome road. I'm traveling down this lonesome road, oh, how I hate to go. The wind and storms are raging high, and it's awful cold. My mind just back to you, sweetheart, and I love you so. Now you're gone and left me here to travel this lonesome road. Searched 10,000 miles, oh how I need you, dear. You broke my heart and left me here. Now I'm a growing old. Why'd you go and leave me here to travel this lonesome road? I'm traveling down this lonesome road, oh how I hate to go. The wind and storms are raging high, and it's awful cold. My mind just back to you, sweetheart, and I love you so. Now you're gone and left me here to travel this lonesome road. I'm traveling down this lonesome road, oh how I hate to go. The wind and storms are raging high, and it's awful cold. My mind just back to you, sweetheart, and I love you so. Now you've gone and left me here to travel this lonesome road.
Walk Rider. Well, we're just about at the end of Back Porch Bluegrass again for another week. I really appreciate you tuning in and listening to my selections, and I hope you've enjoyed them all. We'll have a gospel song to take it out, and this is from the Ricky Skaggs album. It was originally on the album Boone Creek, one-way track. Ricky's playing guitar and mandolin and doing the tenor vocals. Wes Golding is doing the lead vocals. Jerry Douglas, the baritone vocals. Terry Morgan, the bass vocals. And it's a great lineup and it's a great song. It's called Little Community Church, written by Bill Munro. And thanks very much for tuning in. Bye.
I was lost in sin so long, with no one to guide my way. My soul was in darkness, had been there for many a day. In that little community churchyard, I heard a gospel song.
I went inside
to kneel and pray.
Oh, I kneeled down.
Prayed to the Savior.
That he might hear
and would accept me.
And then I felt
the Holy Spirit,
I knew my soul
was saving me. In that little community church house, among my many friends, I could hear them praying for me as a preacher said amen. Was a vision there before me, it was my Savior's face.
I knew that I
was saved by grace.
Oh, I kneeled down,
prayed to my Savior,
that he might hear
and would accept me.
And then I felt
the Holy Spirit.
I knew my soul
was saving me. In that little community church house, there's where we sing and pray. We pray to our fathers to guide us on our way. All through life's long journey,
We'll need his helping hand
until we reach that promised land.
Oh, I kneel down, pray to my Savior,
and
he might
hear, and he would accept me.
And then I felt
the Holy Spirit,
I knew my soul
was saved in thee.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.